Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Blasphemy laws in Pakistan are under scrutiny again, but will it lead to change? Then, reaching Iranians with the gospel takes some creativity. We'll explain more in the story at the end of today's broadcast. We'll begin today in Pakistan, where the United Nations Human Rights Committee last month urged the country to amend or repeal their blasphemy laws. The committee noted an increase in false blasphemy accusations in Pakistan with dire consequences. Nehemiah with FMI tells us,
the problem is not really a blasphemy law or the constitution of Pakistan. The problem is that the people of Pakistan, Muslims of Pakistan, they have become extremists. The mobism, where a mob just goes and burn Christian houses or kill Christians in Pakistan. This is the major problem, because critics urge that the laws are frequently exploited for personal vendettas, leading to false accusation and mob violence.
FMI supports Pakistani church planters representing Jesus in their communities. Now, legal reform's good, but Nehemiah says true change in Pakistan will only come through transformed hearts in the gospel.
Please pray for spiritual awakening in Pakistan that fosters mutual respect, understanding, and peace among all communities, breaking the cycle of fear and oppression caused by these laws.
You can read more in this story at missionnews.org. Next, Syria's new prime minister has called all Syrian refugees to return. He promises freedom and protection for all people and sects. But some Syrians aren't willing to bank their lives on words yet. Neighboring Lebanon hosts an estimated 1.5 million Syrian refugees. Nuna with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says many who were against the fallen regime will go back. In fact, some already have.
But also we have the others who are with the regime and who are fleeing now. So we do have both. We have a new influx, yes, and also people who are thinking of going.
Christians are fearing for their lives because of the extremist ideology of HTS, the main group in power.
You know, the Taliban did this. They promised things and they promised changes, but then we saw what happened.
Ministry has paused its work in Syria, but is keeping in constant contact with those they know.
Everybody's inside their homes and they're not even able to go to buy groceries. They're just afraid.
Pray that God's will be done, and pray that events don't spill over and rouse dormant terrorist cells in Lebanon.
I believe that God is just changing the Middle East. We're in the contraction, and the contractions are getting more serious and heavier. So we're waiting for that baby to be born and this new Middle East that is designed by God to come to place.
And finally, despite being technically illegal in Iran, satellite TV is being used by millions of Iranians. Here's what makes it such a powerful gospel tool. Transform Iran's Lana Silk says, imagine what it's like for an Iranian curious about Jesus.
At that first stage, they are probably Muslim, if not sort of secular Muslim, and nervous to be considering anything outside of Islam. So they'll be looking for a way to safely explore without being detected. And the only way to truly do that is either TV or radio.
Maybe they watch a Transform Iran TV program. It invites them to reach out. They visit the ministry's website or digital church or Zoom prayer room and more.
And that journey just keeps continuing. The whole time we're investing in them, loving them, doing everything we know how to do to keep them safe and progressing them through their relationship from discovery to commitment to Jesus.
Silk estimates more than half of the Iranians who connect with them say their first contact was a satellite TV program. Catch the vision for this gospel tool to closed countries like Iran, where Silk says,
we can't walk the streets, we can't have open meetings. We have to use digital media to open that conversation. So pray for us, help us raise awareness for the need, and go and partner with us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.